This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involved petition 264 for property ID 634-72902. The property address is 1167 East Lucas Street, and the property is owned by Cindy Carter. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the appellant, or no one present for the assessor, and no one present for the appellant. The appellant submitted three comparable sales. Property ID 258991140 sold for $640,000 in August 2022. Property ID 258991142 sold for $499,500 in January 2023. And property ID 634-72834 sold for $660,000 in September 2022. The assessor's evidence included three sales and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. Since no one is present, I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No question.
Lori, any questions?
No.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 263 for property ID 123006072. The property address is 742 Chestnut Street, and the property is owned by Joseph and Malari Gianin. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Joseph and Malari here for the appellants. You don't both have to speak, but if you want to, please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Yes. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Yeah, so we sent a couple of documents. One is the standard comp, and the second one was a comparison document of basically looking at the comp that was provided to us by the assessor's office, and we have some questions around those. So we can start in either one at your preference.
Yeah, start wherever you want to.
Okay, so we'll probably start with, should we start with the questions? So on comp one, the current assessed of the comp that was provided to us by the county was $1.2 million, as shown in the document. Hopefully you have the document present. And our lot was 7,900 square feet, and the comp was 10,000 square feet. But they are both valued at $295. So despite the difference of about 2,500 square feet, they are valued at $295,000. So that comes out to about, for us, for our lot, is $28 per square foot, and the comp was at $37 per square foot. So the question that we have here is, how does the comp, which a much bigger lot with a better view, it's a corner lot, when I check at the map, it's a corner lot, having a lesser value of $28 per square foot versus our $37 per square foot, and therefore, despite the 2,500 square foot difference, they are both valued at $295,000. So that was the first question that I have.
Well, I can't tell you for sure, but lots are obviously, if they're sloped or if one has a view and another one that doesn't have a view, or if the backyard, they don't have a backyard. I mean, there are any number of reasons why a lot might be a different value. It might be in a different neighborhood. Lots within a gated community are more valuable than ones that are outside of a gated community. So you know, I couldn't tell you unless we knew the characteristics of each lot.
Yeah, it's in the same area as we are. It's like a few houses away, and I can tell the board that this house has like almost more than 280 degrees of view, because them being the end of the, you know, so they're bounded by three streets, and therefore they have, you know, way, way better view than ours. So
you're saying theirs is at 37 a square foot and yours is at 28
per square foot.
No, theirs is 28, ours is 37.
Yeah, that area around. It's theirs cheaper by, you know, like $9 per square foot, with a much better view, quarter lot and unobstructed view of the Columbia River and Mount.
So you're saying it's a better lot than yours and should be valued higher.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else?
So the second question that they have is for the comp 3. The current assessment of the comp is 1.15 million. And the building square footed for the comp is 190 square foot, while ours is 236 per square foot, and that's about $40 more per square foot difference. And theirs is a new build. Ours is like 14 years older. So I think the question that we have is how can, you know, a house that's 15 years newer be a lot cheaper by about $50 per square foot?
Don't know. Okay. What else?
Those are the two questions that I have. And the other document is the comp that was required by the county. And we can probably go through each one of these. So do you want to maybe go through this for each of the comp? So, yeah, hopefully you have also a document. I can probably start. So for the sale number one, with address 2859 West 8th Court, you can see there the adjustments are all negative, which means for the adjustments that are negative means that ours is priced more, right? And the assessed value of this house is 962, whereas ours is 1.3 million. And,
I'm sorry, which, you're talking about the assessor's comps?
No, ours. The comp that you provided, a comparable, yeah. I already have questions on the ones that provided by the assessors, right, as discussed in one document. Now I'm talking about the second document, which is the comparable property sales worksheet.
Okay.
So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So I was saying that this house is valued or assessed at less than 1 million and ours is 1.3 million and they're comparable. And I have a breakdown there. The second house is also the sale number two. It's also assessed at 1 million and ours again is 1.3. And this is, a much better, newer house. It's 2021 versus ours is 2006. And the third one, our assessment is 1.5, not 1.3, so way, way higher. That's like half a million over than this, you know, estimate, you know, comp we're providing in the same neighborhood. And then the third one is valued at 0.95 million. And yeah, so we can go through the details. I can share that the sale number two, for example, is like this has a much, much better view. And this is, again, brand new, 2021, 2 years old. And ours is, 13 years old? And yet it's valued at 1 million and ours is 1.5. So big, big discrepancy here that we can tell from the comp that we provided and also even with the comp that was provided by the assessor's office.
Where are these properties in proximity to your property?
They are very, very close. So we deliberately chose the ones that are within the same zone and, like, you know, within probably walking distance, if you will.
Well, I mean, they're saying comp one, their comp one is 346 feet away, and their comp two is 280 feet away, and the comp three is 1,000 feet away. I'm just looking at how close are yours? Are they closer than that, or same distance?
Where do you see again? Sorry, sir. Where do you see the 200? Did you say?
On their page, right there at the very top, it says distance.
Which page is that again? Sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh,
the assessor's comp. The assessor's comparable properties.
Yeah, so the ones that I have questions on. So, yeah. So, yes. The first one is, it's like I can see from here, probably like within the same block.
Yeah, well, it's 300. They say it's 346 feet, and then the second one is 280 feet, and the third one is 1,000 feet. So it's they're all very close. How close are these the ones that you have?
Yeah, please give us time to kind of look at the map here and see how close they are. Right. So, which one did you look at? The first one.
The first one. 377.
The first one is 377 feet. I'm looking for the second one now. 919 West Magnolia. Yeah.
Magnolia is kind of.
This is 1 mile. The third one, let's give us a sec. West Texas. This is 0.3 miles, 0.3 mile. So they're all within 1 mile radius, if you will, which is not very big area.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about anything else you want to about your comparables.
I can think we already said about the difference in terms of the assessed value. So they're very far, right? So it's like almost half a million to the two ones that we provided. Yeah, in fact, they're like within half a million for each of the three. And newer properties, much better, as already mentioned. I mean, from our perspective, based on what we have seen, here, it's like ours is pretty comparable to theirs in terms of pricing. So with this, the comp that we provided and the questions that we have on the, comps that were provided by the assessor's office, hopefully this merits your consideration. Think it's reasonable. So what is this? Is there a third question?
So this is the comparison against the comparable properties in our neighbor's property. So actually in the Word document that we provided with our questions, we also did look at the adjacent properties to us.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the one on our right, theirs is 35,000 lower than us when we have very similar square footage. And then the one to our left is that 752 West Chestnut Street. Theirs is lower, but they have a bigger lot. They are like more than 1,000 square feet higher or bigger than our lot.
And yet they're 35,000 lower. So yeah, there's.
And then I also found another one that's a couple of houses from us, which is a 780 West Chestnut Street, and that one is bigger. And then their assessment is like 95,000 lower than ours.
So this is on page 3 of the questions, or the, yeah, page.
Well, I would try to answer something on these things. That's part of what we're here for. We have these questions on properties all over all the time, mm-hmm. trying to do some type of an equalization on it.
Right.
We're always looking at current sales, the value the assessor puts on a property for its assessed value. We really don't deal with that because just like we're now, you're looking at yours and saying, hey, wait a minute, my house is here, but the next one is there. We simply can't look at everyone and make everything exactly equal. Mm-hmm. But in looking quickly at yours, it appears that your house is about a total of about 5,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your main level and your basement add up to about 5,000 square feet. Your comp sale, one that you gave us, is 4,257 square feet total. Your comp number two that you gave us is 4,114 square feet. And your comp number three is at 3,773. Mm-hmm. So when we make the adjustments, or the assessor makes the adjustments for those various sizes, that's accounting for those numbers that are put in there. If the house that's sold is smaller than yours, they would be a plus adjustment. If it's larger, they would take off the adjustment, because you always adjust the sale properties to the subject property. Mm-hmm. So that kind of accounts for some of that. Whether or not those are the right numbers, I can't verify, but that's the numbers and how they arrived at. And so, and when we look at what the assessor used, I see he's used his comparables, say, one of them's 3,700 square feet, one of them's 3,900 square feet, and one of them is about 4,800. So when you start adjusting for that much size, you get some really weird-looking adjustments that go in there. But that's kind of where, you know, what they're doing, and what we're trying to do, too, is to look at it and say, which of all these sales that have been presented, which appears to us to be the most reasonable in size, location, age, the number of things that we can do. We don't get the opportunity to come out and look at it. We don't get to look and see what view you have or don't have in comparison. But you were mentioning like a neighbor that's on the corner there, one of these that's sold. I know that area, and you have the power line comes down through there in certain places down the hill. And, you know, I know there was one guy on a corner, and he was here a few years back saying, well, the power line was next to him or across the road, and that obstructed his view. So we get all those crazy things to look at, but we do try to take it into account.
So thank you. So I was just going to say that power line is like 3 blocks away from us, so that's not a factor here. So yeah. I'm just saying, I can tell you that it's not visible here. Yeah. So I'm just, again, you know, the comp that we provided are also all comparable. Like the first one is about, 4,200 square foot, right? But all mm-hmm. of these are like half a million difference, even if there was the discrepancy of, you know, 500 square foot in the land or in the house. Half a million difference is probably beyond reasonable from what we can see. That's why we're appealing this. And we did our due diligence and provided comparables that are really in the close proximity. Hopefully that merits, again, your consideration, because from what we can see.
That's what we're hoping to do, is to make those type of adjustments and take that stuff into consideration for you.
Yeah. And I think the one thing that kind of like help us decide on making this appeal also is the amount of increase that we got this year. So our property increased by 30%, which is really a big, you know, a big increase this year.
You need to know that any adjustment we make, whatever we come up with, each year It is only for that 1 year, and the assessor does not take it into consideration for next year's value. So you just really, it's a every year process, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. But the thing is, yeah, it's compounding, right? So whatever is, like, if it's 30% today, if we didn't adjust that, that's going to be, even if it's 5% next year, that's 5% over the 30%. So it compounds.
That's correct. So
any adjustment at this point should help the future ones, right? And again, if this is about equality, we're hoping that it's at least comparable to the neighborhood, right? To the comps that we provided. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I don't have anything else.
Thank you, too. Appreciate the time.
Good. Thank you.
So is there anything else that we need to do? Sorry, I missed the part of the process.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you mentioned, but I kind of like spaced out. So thanks again. Appreciate. Hopefully this merits your consideration, and we look forward to a more favorable outcome of the assessment.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 257 for property ID 20516304. The property address is 15907 Northeast 194th Court, and the property is owned by Jeffrey and Ashla Green. Ashla, thank you. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weavers. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Jeffrey here for the appellant. If you could now please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Okay. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Okay. So unless you have questions about procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. Okay. All yours.
All right. So I guess you guys have the data that I submitted as far as comparable sales.
Yes.
Looking over the comparable sales in regards to our property, the first comparison was just a tenth of a mile down the street. Sold at 925. A little bit more on the acres. I think it's about 1.8 of an acre larger. Similar build year, similar build quality, a little larger in square footage. And then kind of going over like what their tax assessment is, I see that they're about $30,000 under assessed. Their assessed is $894 for this current year, and it sold at $925. Then moving just about 0.4 of a mile as a crow flies to the east is sale number two. That house sold at $875 on 11/23/22, or maybe 11/30/22. Little less than an acre versus what our property is. Similar build quality, a little bit larger in square footage, larger garage. Sold at $875, assessed at $1.057. So that house is probably actually over assessed $182,000, but the onus falls on those owners to realize that. And then going into sale three, which occurred on 11/01/22, it's about 1.1 miles as a crow flies to the west. Sale, $910,000, assessed for 24 at $988,439, a difference of like $78,000. And that's kind of how I derived my number, looking at the house that is under sale one, a tenth of a mile down the road, kind of what they sold at $925,000. And I put ours just at the same price at $925,000, which would mean it would be a $64,000 difference from what it's assessed at for 2024. And then there were some other comps, but I didn't go in and submit them. And they're along the same lines. And I know that market values got pretty extreme and moved pretty quickly from 19, 20, 21, 22. And it seemed to have just kind of finally stabilized out. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Did you look at the comps that the assessor sent?
I did not receive those comps that the assessor sent.
You did not receive a letter that asked you to sign off on it or anything?
That is correct. I received a letter on 11-8-23, the notice of public hearing, which specified the petition number, my property ID, that this hearing would take place on 9 a.m. as of today. And then I received no further communication from the Board of Equalization in regards to this petitioner.
This would have been from the assessor's office, and it indicates a mail date of 9-6-23.
So 9-6-23 is the notice of valuation, correct?
No, that is the notice of valuation is...
I'm sorry, that's 6-8-23, you're correct.
6-8. Then they sent to you, well, it indicates that they sent out a notice on 9-6-23 stating that they've reviewed your information and they're not recognizing your, they had three sales of their own that they put forth as the comparable properties.
Okay. No, I did not receive that information. I did mark on there that I'd like to review that ahead of time. What were their addresses? I could look those up real quick.
19800 Northeast 153rd Circle. There they are on the screen right there.
I'll come back here. Let's see. And see, that was kind of what I was looking at. Even the sale prices that they have listed were earlier in the year. I mean, you got 04-28-22, 06-22. There was a significant change just from second quarter, third quarter to fourth quarter in the 22 year with the rate starting to increase on home pricing. And the sale price of homes. So while those do fall under the scope of past 12 months from the assessed date, I would say that while my supporting evidence supports my case, that does support their case, but that's probably where you guys get to determine where do we meet in the middle.
Your property for 2022 was valued at 980. It was valued at 959. You're now asking to go down to 925. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
I did not protest that year. I just decided to accept it, and I figured it wouldn't be worth everyone's hassle just to move it $20,000-$30,000. I mean, that's a third of a percent, but from the moment we've moved into this house, the house was purchased at 640 in 2019, and it had an assessed value of 650 in 2019. The house was reassessed mid-cycle year, which I understand that's absolutely fine, but it was reassessed at 690 something, and this is public information, and I thought it was a complete waste of time to reassess it mid-cycle at higher than what it even sold for. And so then I protested that year. That was easy. My appraisal supported my documentation, and we moved forward. And then I've noticed that, you know, just through Clark County, even right here in the Hawkinson area, there's a mass discrepancy. When a home sells, they're either overassessed and the owners don't catch it, or they're massively underassessed and not reassessed. So that's why I've been forth with the sale just right down the street as of not too long ago. I felt 925 was the fairest and most accurately way to assess this property.
Okay. I don't have any other questions on it.
Okay. I don't have any else to state or support, and I appreciate you guys for taking your time this morning.
Okay, I think I got it. Okay.
Any other questions for me?
No. Gloria, you okay?
Yep, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you guys very much.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. You great. Have a good weekend. Hopefully we don't get too much snow.
Yes. All right. For sure.
Bye, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 265 for property ID 266-786-000. The property address is 11601 Northeast 345th Street, and the property is owned by Jurea International LLC. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. The property was purchased for $367,000 in September 2022, and the appellant's evidence included a list of sales. The assessor's evidence included three sales and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. The appellant disagreed with the appraiser's findings. Since there's no one present for the appellant or the assessor, I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Close the hearing.
This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 260 for property ID 16429-4002. The property address is 16015 Northeast 39th Street, and the property is owned by Christopher Kehoe. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have Susan Peterson from the assessor's office, and we have Chris Kehoe here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hands to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
I didn't hear you. Susan?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions for procedures, I'm going to let you go ahead, Chris, and further explain your appeal.
Okay. I mean, I just basically filled out the form with all the information I have. I went and found a few comparables. They all are similar in land size and, you know, property, the house size. They all have, you know, attached or detached garages of substantial space. All in all, seem all pretty much comparable. And they're all in the 520, 600,000 and 650,000 range. So, you know, kind of the average of the three is around 600,000. They're all in my general neighborhood. And yeah, again, all basically the same size on the same size land.
Okay. Yeah, your appraisal, independent appraisal, is too old to be of any value, unless there's something you want to point out that's discussed about the property. It's too old for us to be using it for any valuation problem.
Okay, yeah, I accept that.
All right, Susan, let's hear from you, the assessor's office.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but I'm having a bit of technical difficulty. But can you hear me there?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yes.
All right. So the subject property is a 1908 built home of good quality with many original interior features, including expensive hardwood, covered ceilings, solid trim, stained glass, copper tub, and underground staircase. The home actually has updated electrical, plumbing, newer roof, and a newer kitchen. Are you all hearing that echo that I'm hearing?
I'm not hearing an echo, no.
Okay, great.
If you, do you have something else on? Because you're connected twice.
Right. And Allison, can you delete one of those for me?
Yeah. Oop, shit.
Should I continue?
Yes, just one sec, sorry. All right, there you go.
There you go. Okay.
That sounds much better. Thank you very much. So I want to make the point that this is a beautiful older home. It is a good quality home. It has many, many updated features. Because there are very few 1908 built homes that have the in the area, it's in East County, both the owner and myself needed to use more contemporary homes. And I think that that's okay because their size is similar. They're in a similar area. They're going to compete in the market, but I do want to make sure we all understand that the subject property is of superior quality overall. If you review the sales that I provided, you'll see there is an adjustment for quality. There are adjustments, small adjustments, pretty modest at $57 per square foot for differences in living area. But the big issue really is that there's a very, there is a large detached garage that was built in 2005 on the property. I can share a picture if you would like. I should have provided that in my evidence. It's got about 1,327 square feet for the garage. And then it has a upper area that's sort of a game room. It's got a nice, the prior owners who built that attempted to sort of mimic the Victorian style. It's got a large turret as well. So if you haven't had a chance to look at the photos on the county's website, I can certainly try to share that with you of that detached garage. But that's the main reason why there's a significant difference between the subject property and the comparables that I provided and the property owner provided. I believe that my comparables do support the assessed value. They are more consistent with the timeline that we typically use to support or to review assessed values. I did use the petitioner's first comparable, which is at 3510 Northeast 155th Avenue. After I adjusted for that detached garage, it indicates a value of about $796,586. I didn't use the petitioner's other comparables because one of them was really inferior. It's a class two home. Doesn't have the detached garage, of course. And then the third petitioner comparable was in June of 2023. And, you know, we're not using 2023 sales to defend January 1, 2023 values. We always use sales that are a year behind the market. So overall, I do believe that the assessor's office provided better comparables and we've adjusted them for the differences, which is important, particularly when you have that large garage with the upper floor that has a kitchen and a bathroom. And, you know, so my recommendation really, truly is that we, there should be no changes to that assessed value of $751,593 as of January 1, 2023.
Okay, anything else, from you, Bruce?
I just want to respond, I guess, you know, one of the arguments that it raises the value of my house is that it has updated electrical and plumbing and all these things. But I'm comparing against houses that were built in the year like 1990, 2000. So they also have the same fresh, modern plumbing. So that seems like an irrelevant upgrade. It's just baseline. It's just making it the equal to the comparables, not superior to the comparables. And then, you know, more of the argument is that, you know, I have like hardwood floors throughout the house and this back porch. The hardwood floors are all scratched up. The back porch needs to be replaced. Like, these aren't necessarily features that improve the value. Like, these are things that are actually lowering the value at this point. That need to be, you know, addressed and repaired, I guess. So, just wanted to point those things out.
Would you mind if I responded?
Go ahead.
Sure. So the reason I pointed that out, Chris, was really just to state that it's a 1908 built home, but it's got major components have been updated. Otherwise, that would be a real issue, and it would be a problem to compare them to the vintage of homes that we both used in our comparables. I'm not suggesting that it increases the value of your home above the comparables because you have updated plumbing and electrical. It's just, those are just major components that would need to be updated typically in a 1908 built home. Regarding the hardwood floors, you know, I looked through the sales pictures at the time of your purchase, and things looked very nice. You know, if you have deferred maintenance, things that you can't afford to attend to or that haven't, you know, or past needing to be addressed, I didn't see any commentary about that on the petition of appeal, so I can't really address it at this point.
The picture, I mean, I assume that's the correct picture of the subject property. I mean, the style of the home is not that much different than, I mean, just looking at the picture, which is a very small picture, but doesn't look all that different than styles of some of the newer homes that are being built.
Well, that's true. Do you want me to attempt to share some of the interior photos from the sale listing? I think you'll get a real idea. Even from the fee appraisal, you can see, you know, I don't think those pictures are particularly flattering of the subject, but you can see some of the details on the interior, including the hardwood floors, clawfoot tub, those coffered ceilings, the staircase. And I mention that only to state that this house is better than an average quality home. It has many features that at both during that time period when it was built and currently would indicate a higher quality of construction.
I hate to, you know, argue about the quality of my own house, but I think a lot of those features are superficial and not as great as they appeared. I've had several leaks and water damage in the walls that also need to be addressed. The guy that did all the upgrades did it himself. And as I've opened some walls and found problems, there's beer cans lining all the walls. Like, the guy was plastered drunk pretty much the entire time. So as good as it looks on the surface, it's not that great once you kind of dig in there. Again, I hate to knock my own property, but it's not as great as it looks, unfortunately.
I have a couple of questions on it. This big garage with finished area and all, is that livable area? Is it allowed to be rented? Is it rented or is it just...
I don't think it's rented. It's like personal space. It's like recreational storage and recreational space.
And is that garage, is it attached or it's a detached garage?
It's detached.
Detached. Okay.
Would you like me to try to share a photo of the garage, the exterior?
Well, we could look at one, but I guess I was just more concerned about, is it actually, with all of our ADUs or AUDs or whatever we've got these days, is it really livable, rentable, worth, you know, that type of thing? Or is it, as we often see, just somebody put a family room or a rec room up over a garage and we're now calling it a finished garage area? That I was concerned about that, especially with the high value that's shown on that building.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, I can address that. It's not, they did not take a permit for an accessory dwelling unit. It was actually built in 05 before that sort of ADU craze where zoning was changed. And so I would assume it's really not a legal rental. It is a large garage of a nice quality. I would encourage you to take a look at the pictures.
Sure.
And the vast majority of the assessor's value is based on the garage space on the main floor itself. We are adding about $30,000 to that. So I think it's roughly $98,000 on the garage and then another $30,000 for 1,100 square feet on the second floor that has a kitchen area. I believe it has a bathroom. Chris can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have it right in front of me. We'll set up a sort of a rec room game room, but it's finished. It has sheetrock. It has plumbing. It has electrical. It's 1,100 square feet on the second floor. That is significant size, and another $30,000 for that is very reasonable in my opinion. But I do want to point out that these other homes don't have a detached garage. So irregardless, they are not valid indicators of market value. When you have a detached garage of that size, it certainly is going to add to the market value of the property, and it needs to be addressed in some manner.
I would imagine it has value, but I may have a question about how much value it actually adds. I mean, you can have big space, but if there is no real use for it, who cares how well it was finished and how much it cost? It's, you know, the utility of it has to be entered into it, I would think. So if he has the right to rent it out, it could be worth more. If it sets up there to be used on a weekend for games, that's kind of an owner's decision. And you're right, there's a value for it, but it's not really a marketable value. So.
Let's take a look at the picture of it. Can we look at page 27 of the fee appraisal? There's a sketch, building sketch there, which I'm a little confused of what you're talking about based on that sketch.
Me or the property owner?
I don't care who discusses it, but the building sketch, I mean, actually it refers to it as an ADU.
Well, that's an error. It doesn't have an ADU permit, you know.
Can you look at 27 of his fee appraisal?
Sure. Sure, just a second. Page 27. I see what you're saying.
It's the fee appraisal page number.
Right, just a moment. Doesn't match up to the pages.
It's in the top right-hand corner.
Right. So I've got it here. And what's the question? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm confused at the discussion about a garage and everything, a built-in garage or whatever. It says it's a carport, and then it says it's a shop. And then it says it's the kitchen, and there's two kitchens then.
Right. So there is a separate carport. You can see it in the – if you go through the county pictures, you know, maybe this is something we should be providing to the BOE. You can see the carport in some of the county's pictures on the PIC. And it's a nice, newer carport. I think it's got a cupola on the roof. And then there is a completely separate building that is labeled here as a shop, but we're calling it a detached garage. So shop, you know, with that turret is the main floor. It's basically a garage. The pictures I have seen, it's used completely as a garage. It's full of tools and things. But there is a staircase inside to the second floor. And that's where you see bedroom, bath, kitchen, dining, and living room. That's the second floor of that building that is under discussion.
Chris, is that a used area? What is that used for?
It's just a recreational space. It's not like the way it's presented in that photo is misleading. It's just a large open, like a loft, I guess you would call it, open space.
So it doesn't have those separate delineation, doesn't have a kitchen? Does it have a kitchen in it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a kitchen, there's a counter which separates, you know, the cooking space from, like, the open area, but it's all one room. There's no walls. It's all just, like, one open space.
And the bathroom? Is that
a
separate?
There's a wall for the bathroom, yeah. The bathroom has a door on it.
And the kitchen, is it used at all?
Yeah, we prepare food in there.
I think if you have some pictures, you know, that you could show us, I'd be willing to look at them, because I don't have any pictures, and my access to the county's data does not let me see any pictures other than one of the house from the street. So if there are additional photos, I'd like to see them.
Sure, I can try to do that. But in that fee appraisal, you can see where they label in the photos shop ADU, bedroom ADU. The bedroom does not, mm-hmm. It looks like in that picture at least, that it needed paint, a bathroom in the ADU, a dining area, the kitchen. And then you can see the shop interior is basically the garage floor. So, you know, there are some pictures here that were provided by the petitioner. The point I want to make that Mr. Marks noted was that, well, maybe you only use it on the weekends for a rec room, but I think you need to consider what the size, the amenities, things like plumbing and electrical, a kitchen, it's got a range, et cetera. There's no reason why you couldn't have a family member live out there. It may not be a legal rental, but it doesn't mean that just because the current owner doesn't, spends weekends out there, that it isn't the highest and best use and what it contributes to the market value. I think saying it's just a rec room for occasional use is misleading. All right, so I can try to share some pictures, just a minute. Okay, can you see? What can you see right now? Oh, just a moment, hang on. Okay, here we go. Can you see the county website and pictures now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make them bigger. So this is the exterior. It looks like, I'm sorry, we don't use WebEx that much, and so I'm not used to sharing. let me try to go back and look at the rest of the pictures.
I don't see any interior pictures there.
Well, the county doesn't have interior photos. We generally don't put those on the record for privacy reasons. The interior photos that you have access to would be from RMLS. I can share those. Are you able to see the different pictures that I'm going through right now?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're calling a carport. This is the back of the house with some decking, I believe. But the main concern for me is that you understand that there's a completely separate structure here of this detached garage. You can see the garage door. And then let me share RMLS photos if you would like, just a moment. Sorry, I had this pulled up, but things aren't going as well as they could. Can you see the RMLS photos now?
No.
Okay, so let me just go back to sharing. Yeah, I'm not sure that I can get back. I'm sorry.
Well, they're in the fee appraisal.
Right. There are photos. There's certainly some nice photos in RMLS, and I don't intend to use those, you know, as evidence necessarily, because they were. It's sold in 2014, but it's just a basic indicator of some of the periods things that are nice in the home. Now the property owner is telling us that perhaps those aren't as appreciated as they were at time of sale. You know, the seller really emphasized that, and that's understandable. I'm not trying to say that they're. I just want you to understand that this is an older home that has some upgrades. We have it classed as a class four, and because of the comparables that are available, we've made adjustments for the quality that I think are pretty reasonable pretty reasonable overall.
That the pictures in the fee appraisal, it looks like somebody was actually living in that ADU, what you call ADU. And the kitchen is fully, you know, laid out. I assume that was the seller's picture.
You know, as far as that upper floor, which we measured as 1,139 square feet, we're just valuing it at a cost per square of about $30. So we're not treating it as living space. That's a value that we use for a rec room. But I do think in general that having that plumbing and electrical on the upper floor adds value and would be reflected on the sale price of the on the market.
Okay. I think I have enough information.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
You okay, Gloria?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Great. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days. Thank you both.
All right, thank you.
This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 259 for property ID 98606-3045. The property address is 34210 Northeast 79th Ave, Unit A, and the property is owned by Sandra Laycock. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Sandra for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Yes, I have.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right, thank you. Should I go ahead now then, you said?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay, yes, I'm here. Another year's gone by, and you'd probably recognize me if you could see me, but been there every year. Anyway, I did miss the window to get the additional summary letter for more information, but it was basically just a letter that sort of tells all the facts, but the facts are actually everything you already have now. And this is we have a family farm, 50 acres. Our daughters each had, we gave 1 acre to each of the daughters to put their houses. They put a manufactured home. Back in 2019, the assessor's office, they caught the error that the computer didn't generate it, that they had it as a 1 acre standalone, not an S20, and that was corrected in 2019. Ever since then, the land value has been remained as it was, and they lowered it by one third of the value. So before it was like 100, the land alone was 150,000. They lowered it to around 50,000. So, but yet the house, the manufactured home, they kept the different price with it. Our daughter tried to build a house on it, but was unable to because the 1 acre is you can't build on the 1 acre in an Ag 20 zone. So they were really caught in a dilemma. They really wanted to build, but they couldn't. And anyway, so last year they decided they're going to move, and so they tried to sell just the manufactured home, which was about the only thing they could do. And it was almost like giving it away. It was way below the 20,000. And so we decided we'd go ahead and we'll just purchase it then, because we're sort of stuck in this regulation nightmare of the Ag 20 and the 1 acre. So we went ahead and I purchased it for the 20,000. And now the title's clear on that. And now I'm the official owner of it. And the family moved away. So anyway, so in the packet that you have, under specific reasons, I listed that it was a 20-year-old home, it depreciates in value, and when I talked to a while back to the assessor's office, I said, why don't they actually look at the true value of a manufactured home? They do not last, as they're not like a stick-built house, and they said that they didn't have the manpower to do that, so this is one of the things they use with the Board of Equalization to help look at that, the value of a manufactured home. So since his home is located in that, we weren't able to basically sell the house off the property. We purchased it for $20,000, but yet the assessor's office kept it at the high level as if it was a standalone acre that you could just turn around and sell the home with the 1 acre. So I really feel truly that it should be valued at $20,000 what we paid for it, and again the certificate of title was cleared then. And let's see, I'm probably talking too fast because I'm probably not going to use go ahead.
You can't rent that property now, right? Is that correct?
Well, it needs a lot of repair. What we're hoping to do is to have our grandson move into it, and he can help move. He can help with the farm. He can help keep things maintained here and help with that. We haven't done that yet, so it's an empty house right now. It's been an empty house. Needs a lot of repair, so we're going to work on that, and then hopefully our grandson can move in. So our goal is not to rent it.
You can't sell it separately, correct?
Correct. Our daughter, the Murrell family they checked it out to see if they could just sell the manufactured home, but the price was so low due to the cost of moving it, and then they say that it's just not feasible actually to move it. They could move it, they could sell it, but it'd be way below $20,000 for even the house because of the moving cost of it and the repairs that need to be done. We went ahead and we did offer the. I'm sorry, what?
You cannot sell the property itself, though.
Correct. We cannot. So it's all the regulations that are there, and we're trying to live with regulations, but yet we're in this bind that we can't get out of. The home is not valued. I think they valued it as always have, about 183,000, 184,000. But last year with your Board of Equalization too, you put it down at, kept the land value the same as they did it, because they already corrected that, and the value last year was $20,000 is what you put it for. That's what we decided we offered them the $20,000, and so that they could move.
Was the
what our hopes are for it.
Was the manufactured home new when it was set on the land, or was it used when it was set on the land?
No, it was new. Generally, with manufactured homes, it's just not really feasible to move them. You can move them. People have moved them, but they're not, the structure does not accommodate that either. So, but it makes it hard, so we can't really sell the 1 acre by itself. If it had been a 1 acre standalone thing, they would have done that. And, well, they actually would have built on it if they had the 1 acre standalone. They could have built on it. But since it wasn't, they could not build. The building department said, no, you cannot do that on that 1 acre. So they've been stuck in that sort of, they really wanted a thick built house and none of us had any idea. They couldn't originally build on it, but since it's not since it is an Ag 20. So anyway, so we've been caught in that dilemma and the house is, needs repair. We hope to have our grandson move in. We do not plan for it to be a rental, but we're hoping that he can move in and help us here at the farm. So that is, but the value of it definitely is because we cannot sell the 1 acre by itself, and the home value is not there. It's just basically you could probably give it away type of thing, but we really feel that we're, because of the regulations, we try really hard, but it's just not worth, it's not a stick built house. Right. It has depreciated over the 20 years.
Oh, yeah. I have a question for you to clarify it. It looks to me like they have the 1 acre land on a separate tax parcel valued at $52,569. Then they have the manufactured home, by itself, and they're saying that's worth $184,807?
Yeah.
Just the home.
That's
total. So you have a total.
The home.
Yeah, so you have a total value of the 1 acre and the house at $236,376, and you're asking us to really lower the value of the home to 20, so that's like taking off $216,000 to take off the value. That would be total.
Well, no.
So we'd bring it down to 20 instead of the 184.
20, it would be correct because the land has already been valued at 52, so the land is separated out because the title was released on the home. So right, so we're just asking for a true value of what the manufactured home on the property is that you can't do anything with, basically.
Right.
You can't, I mean, we could absolutely move it out for, give it away or have someone come get it for probably like $15,000, mm-hmm, or something, but it's just there and we can't be stuck with it. And but that was the one use that we were hoping to do, is have him just move in and help us, so which would make a lot of sense for us.
You have another daughter that is in a home on the other side of your house, right?
Correct. The other daughter still lives there and in the manufactured home. Usually our meetings are always scheduled together, but hers didn't get assessed until, I think it was, she didn't get her assessment letter until September. So I'll be back again.
Okay.
I recognize all your voices, I just can't see you.
All right. Basically, you're asking for the same value as last year, which is the value of the property at 52, which is already there, and you're not appealing that, and you're only appealing the value of the home to be the same as it was last year.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions then?
Nope.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The property before us involves Petition 258 for property ID 19265700. The property address is 20905 Northeast 96th Ave, and the property is owned by Daryl and Stacy Monday. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Daryl here for the appellant. If you could just please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth and the penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from Ms. Board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has the same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Fair enough.
Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
No questions at this time.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. Hope everybody's doing well to start the year. So you should have in front of you the comparable property sales worksheet that I put together. As you see, column number one is my property. The next column is a property on the exact same street within a quarter mile of my home. Comparable number two is actually the same property that the assessor, one of the properties the assessor compared to mine. And then comparable number three is a additional property that I found or chose based on the RCWs to compare with mine for this purpose. The property on my street, if you look at it, actually is larger in size, has comparable outbuilding on the property that they use. It's actually considered construction quality a little bit better than mine based on the county's information. And that property sold for $1,075,000. So you're not going to get much more of a comparative than on the exact same street to my property. So that neighborhood, everything's the same for that one. And looking at the comparable number two, property is similar in size, similar in detached buildings and so forth. So another good comparable, and construction quality and so forth are similar to mine. Then you have comparable number three, actually a larger square foot property, again with additional buildings on the property. Construction quality is a little bit less than mine, but still similar in the quality and condition. And again, that property is additional larger square footage than mine. So with those said, you know, again, we've discussed this for many years now. There isn't anything fancy about my property. I consider it a nice property, but it's, you know, when you compare it to a sale on the same street, and that sale was for a property that is larger in square footage than mine, I feel justified in asking for a adjusted value of $1,052,573 as my adjusted tax value. In supporting documentation, and I understand that it's not a sale of a property, but I provided it as information because as was discussed last year, the additional, and again, it would have been, you know, a property information sheet that was printed right off the assessor's website. You could look back through the property information, but it was built by my builder, the builder who built my home, based on the exact same floor plan as mine. They added additional square footage to it. They, you know, have a shop building just like mine, 5 acres just like mine, considered a, you know, nice property in the county's eyes, yet it is, you know, more square footage, yet valued by the tax assessor at a lesser number than they assigned to my house originally. So I don't get how the computer system that is used to present these values based on RCWs in the county, countywide, that they can have an identical floor plan, you know, identical builder, identical information, identical everything, yet the assessment numbers aren't even in the same range. So, any questions for me?
I have no questions.
No, I don't have any questions. Looking it over and all, I don't have any questions for you. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Gloria?
No. Are there any special improvements in your detached garage?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
What's the area above? You said detached garage and area beside and above. What is another floor in there? Or?
The one area is storage. It was built out as dry storage, and the other area is, you know, I call it my office, but it's, again, it's where I go to get out of the house when my kids are running around.
And it has heat and light and everything, power and everything?
Yeah.
Is there water there?
Oh, yes. There's water in the building.
And you have a bathroom in that area above?
Yes. And again, that's all permitted. It was originally, you know, when the building was originally built, that's all part of the original permit stuff. So it's not anything that's been modified in 18 years.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions.
I'm good.
Thank you guys very much for taking the time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 262 for property ID 207-538-000. The property address is 10025 Northeast Ward Road, and the property is owned by Darrell and Patricia Smith. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Darrell and Patricia here for the appellant. If you both would like to speak, please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Are you both going to speak? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just letting you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal. I'm getting an echo from someone.
Your phone, turn it off.
Oh.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell us what you want to about your appeal.
Well, okay, I've done, this is the fifth year I've done this. And every time they keep trying to jack up my taxes, and I go in there and they won't change the zoning. It's 20 acres at minimum, ag. You can't break it up. I had an appraisal done about two or three years ago, and it came in way lower than the appraisal that the county did. And then last year, they came in and raised it like, $200,000, and I appealed it, and the Board of Equalization brought it back down, and then they still taxed me based on that $883,000, and then this year they brought it up another $81,000, and they've got me set at $965,779. I can't sell the property for anywhere close to that because you can't do anything with it. And when you guys changed the value last year, the county didn't change it, and I ended up having to go down to the assessor's office, and they finally sent me a check back for $300-some-odd because they'd overcharged me for the first quarter, paid taxes for the whole year. So I don't know what to do. I just wanted to get it reduced back down since I can't do anything with it. And you can't farm it if it's assessed that high. You can't make any money farming it, and I'm retired. I'm 82 years old.
And I'm almost 76, and we can't sell it. We can't do anything with it.
Not anywhere close to what they've got it for. It's all wetland. Yeah, they've got it zoned wetlands. So they keep racking up every year. I keep going in. They keep reducing it back down to the $653,000. I say that if the Board of Equalization changed it back last year to 653, the assessed value was last year was 883. They used that to reassess this year to bring it up from 965. I had another $82,000 almost. So over 2 years, they would have raised the value of the property almost $313,000. I think that's ridiculous.
John, I think you might be muted.
This is all wetlands, you said?
That's what they said. It's part of a 100-year floodplain. It's got hydric soils. It doesn't actually wetlands as such, but it's
Does it flood?
It's going that way, and I can't. Pardon me?
Does it flood every winter?
Oh, yeah, this year we had 2 inches going over our driveway at the end of the driveway, and my granddaughter's children are with me, and they ended up having to walk through 2 inches of water just to get to the car.
From the school bus to the driveway to get to the car. The little drainage creek that comes out of Lacamas Lake is overflows down here when a ton of ditch backs up, and it floods that whole front field.
And down Ward Road, we pay a water runoff fee, and yet there's junk in the ditch that goes down Ward Road and backs up. They had to put signs out for water running over the road and everything else.
People dumping their garbage.
Seem to have a little problem with people dumping their garbage down our driveway.
Are you south of Davies Road?
Yes.
Yes.
We're just south of Davies. Well, you know where the light is? It's 172nd and Ward.
Yes. Yes.
Where the Y is?
Yeah.
Okay, we're one block north of that.
Yeah, okay.
Before Davis Road.
Before Davis Road, yeah. We're south of Davis about probably 4 blocks.
Yeah, they haven't cleaned out that creek or a drainage ditch for a very long time.
Okay. You don't have any sales information on it, neither does the county, so they don't seem to be able to find anything that's actually selling out there.
Well, there's no comparables in this area. That's what's a poor lady when she went to give me an assessment, the appraisal like 2 or 3 years ago when I had it done. She said, well, all she can do is compare stuff out in Battlegrounds. There's nothing right around this area with this much acreage that's zoned anywhere close to that. That was like 3 years ago. It was like 500,000, she said.
Yeah. I don't think I have any other questions. I got a lot of questions on it, but I don't think I'm finding any answers at the moment. So I don't have anything else to ask you about it. So.
You did have a fee appraisal done in 2020, July of 2020, is that correct?
Sounds right.
I sent a copy of that one sheet of the appraisal when it was done, and also last year's taxes plus the Board of Equalization readjustment last year, and then the county didn't change it until I went in and talked to the assessor's office, and they still didn't change it. They just used the same number to come up with this tax.
My flood pictures?
Yeah. Maybe see one. I don't have mine.
I do have pictures of the flooded area from this year.
Yeah, I didn't send them. Well, we didn't have that until not that long ago. I didn't think about putting it in the packet.
When did you purchase this property?
1991.
And have you used it? Have you farmed it or anything since then?
Yes.
We have chickens and horses, and now we got a couple cows.
And some goats.
You gotta get your grass down somehow.
Yeah, and so far we've had a cow stolen.
Yeah.
Just
a cow.
Yeah.
And we even have no trespassing and signs, and people come down, they turn around on our lawn, and yeah, it's just been real fun being where we're at.
It didn't used to be this bad when I bought it, but now there's so much traffic out here and so many people, it's ridiculous.
We've had to chase people all from sleeping down our driveway, and it's really nerve-wracking and kind of scary. Have people coming to the door and just asking for crazy things.
In the assessor's comments, they say, also included is an aerial photograph that shows that all development occurring nearby the subject highlighted in yellow. The subject is not currently valued for its development, however, it should be reviewed for this in the future. Is there development from there?
We're not even in the boundary. That's 99th. We're past the boundary, plus there's a creek, well, a drainage creek that comes out of Akamas Lake on one side. It's either Footplain or Shanghai. I don't know. It splits up there and comes down in two pieces and joins back together just right down here. So I couldn't tell you which creek it is.
But how about development? Is there any development going on down there?
No.
Well, on the other side of where, that are inside the city limits area.
Well, over 199 going across toward 217, or 503, 117th, but not on this side. And they'd have, I don't know how they'd mitigate all the wetlands.
Yeah.
You know, it'd cost them a fortune to do that, I'm sure.
All right. I have no further questions.
You're located just north of the bridge there, is that correct?
Pardon me? We're one block north of the little bridge.
Yeah.
Where the light is?
Yeah,
right.
We're just out of the boundaries, well, of a little ways, but... for all that matters, I guess.
Yeah, there's no developments on this side of Ward Road at all. I'm certainly not going to develop at my age.
Yeah. Any other questions? John?
No, I don't have any questions.
Gloria, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 11th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 261 for property ID 98604-3304. The property address is 15325 Northeast 14th Street, and the property is owned by Tara Timoniak. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, and we do have Tara here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yep, it will be truth.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Yeah, I don't have any questions, but thanks for your time today. I hope my response, what I presented, is available to everyone on the comparable property. I've listed about three properties, and it's in the same neighborhood, right? It's the same Stonebriar community, same builder. The streets are 17th Street, 15th Street, and in fact, the other one is 14th Street. Very same street as mine. So it's the same type of home, same builder, same specifications, etc. And you can see the information I've provided is from the public record. It's available on the public site. So I've collected that from the public record. And the two sales I've provided is from 2022. And one, in fact, I've also added from the 2023, even though it's for 2022. I've provided all that information. So the square foot, the first one I've provided is very similar to what my home is. And you can look at the sale value on that. The other two, the same lot size, etc., same specification. And I've given the price of those two also. So if you look at the current value, what the assessor has given is 773,837, and they are increasing it to 786,020. So again, the value itself, which is of similar home, which was on sale, 709. And again, they are trying to increase. And now, in the current scenario, the market, I mean, if you look at everyone is having price cuts, the homes are sitting on the market, et cetera. It's not like what was probably on a 2020 or 2021, which you can, you know, see widely in across the whole region. So that's why I wanted to appeal against this new value compared to what previous value they had on my home. And that's why I followed all the process. And thanks for hearing.
Did you buy the home new?
2018, yes. It was a new construction from the Pacific Lifestyle Home. It's the Stone Brier. I bought it in October of 2018. And in fact, all the comparable homes which I've given is from the very same builder. And it's in the same neighborhood. I think there were a couple were built, you know, a year before 2017 and 2018. There's some of them later than mine too. So they're all the very same homes, very same neighborhood. Everything is the same. So I saw the assessor's response also. He has given examples of homes which are, you know, a mile away, 2 mile away, and something on this. But you have to understand, like, if there is internally, if they have done some changes, etc., they might, you know, change the value of the home. But what I've given is very same neighborhood. Everything is in the by the same builder.
Got it. Okay. I have no further questions.
No, I've looked at all of this information. And I don't have any other questions on either. Thank you.
You good, Gloria?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your time. Have a good day. And Happy New Year. I know it's almost 11 days, but still. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.